Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, telling it like it is. Kat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. We're going to shout out two towns that are listening to us in the United Kingdom. The first is Liverpool, England. Liverpool is famous for being rich in music history, particularly the birth of the Beatles. Liverpool is also at the top of the Premier League table at the moment. Our other town we're going to shout out is Carnarvon, Wales. Carnarvon is iconic because it has a famous Carnarvon Castle, UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is among the Western culture's identity. The castle is a striking example of medieval military architecture built by King Edward I in the 13th century. Carnarvon also has a great soccer team. It's fourth in the Welsh Premier League. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is a mainstay here on the back porch. Remember, time is never wasted when you're wasted all the time. Today I'm getting wasted on Blanton's bourbon. It's hard to find. The bourbon hunters are making it very hard for the average Joe to find what we want. Blanton's easy to drink. I love it. Kat, what you got?
I have a Paloma. We just had Cinco de Mayo a few days ago, and I had a hard time finding grapefruit juice. Went to several stores, but I finally found some this weekend, and I'm having a lovely Paloma.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
Or maybe bitter. All right, for some reason, Kat and I are closing restaurants all around town.
That's our job.
This is no bull. I don't know what's going on. It's almost like we're heading back into the coronavirus times or something. It's something weird going on.
Well, we just had a thing on the news, how to prepare for the recession.
I don't know. It's getting weird out here. But anyway, we did a nostalgia trip around town, hitting some old restaurants that we hadn't visited in years. A couple months ago, we hit the Red Robins. If you don't know what Red Robins is, it's like hamburger, fries. It's pretty good. Back in the day, we would hit Red Robins every once in a while when the kids were little.
Yeah, it's like elementary school kids.
Kind of kid-friendly. So Kat and I go in there for lunch. It was all right.
Yeah.
A couple weeks later, read a story, Red Robins going down the tubes. We hit Chipotle for the last time. That's like a third last time, I think, for Chipotle. Didn't want to give up on it. I don't know. For some reason, last couple times we go in there, just not good. Place is filthy. Young punks working there. They all look pissed. Food quality, not what it was.
Usually we have the kids that just got hired there, and then the managers are sitting in the booths eating their lunch before they start working.
Well, so Rome burns. Nobody cares.
They're like, oh, Sparky's got it over there.
I don't know. A few years back when you went to Chipotle, you know, there's a couple dudes in the back cooking up the proteins. You had the young ladies up front fixing up your bowl or burrito. It was all good. Now it's all bad. The people working there, they got to multitask, right? They got to cook the food, then they got to run up front and try to fix your order. Word on the street, Chipotle may be on the way out. You know, maybe you've seen some restaurants, pizza places, fast food places closing near you. Around here, Denny's is finally done.
Thank God.
If you've never been to Denny's, call yourself lucky. Basically, greasy breakfast food. Denny's is a go-to if you got a hangover, you need some like coffee, toast, and eggs, right? That's about all that's good for.
I think Waffle House does a better job. Probably the same market.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold up. We have breaking news. KFC is offering chicken and waffles. Whoa. I mean, can you imagine how nasty that is? I mean, KFC pretty much begging at this point. The Colonel would be ashamed. Hooters is finally, I always wanted to say Hooters on this podcast. Hooters is finally going away. Hooters brings you a plate of food served by young women wearing skimpy outfits. And when you first go at it, you're like, you know what? This food's not that bad. But then as you continue to eat it, it kind of turns into this pile of goop. I don't know what it is. Bye-bye, Hooters. TGI Fridays is slowly falling off the map. We had two around here, and now they're gonzo.
I don't know. I mean, people were discussing this. Why this is going on? Because they had the skit on Saturday Night Live about, what was it? What's the place? Darn it. We had one. The place at Pemberton. What is that called again?
Applebee's.
They had a whole skit about two barflies from Applebee's were getting mad. The Applebee's were closing down. And they were discussing it on the TikTok. And number one, food is very expensive right now. And I hear it's way more expensive here than like other countries. Are we getting screwed? You know, it's so corporate because there's like Kroger is a big chain. Publix is a big chain. So they can pretty much, they're trying to corner them.
Whatever price they want.
Right. So, you know, just going to get your groceries every day just to go make the regular meals during the week. Yeah, it's kind of expensive. And then turn around and go out to, Applebee's and getting a burger that's not that great. And it's probably the same price as the burger coming through the fast food place down the road. I mean,
we've got one Applebee's still open around here, but it's like the Saturday Night Live skit.
Right.
The only thing that keeps it open is the regulars in there pounding the big tall glasses of Coors Light.
And even now when I do go to the grocery store, I make sure I write what's on the list. I only pretty much try and get what's on the list so I can get through my meals for the week. I don't really buy a whole lot of extras. And then when we do find, you know, like this week we baked cake and almost ran out of eggs and sugar and flour and butter, you know, I ended up having to get all brand new stuff today just to refill the pantry.
$100 every time you hit the store. Every time. In Washington, D.C., read this, 40% of the restaurants are likely to close in the coming year. 40% in D.C. Why? Kat just mentioned it, rising cost of everything. You know, what I notice, you know, Kat and I go out twice a week. We had dinner one night, lunch one day. That's our routine. And we notice fewer people dining out, period,
right,
these days.
I mean, last
lots of
night,
times it's like us and 10 people.
It's us and a lot of elderly people. Like last night, it was a whole bunch of, looked like the leftovers from the pickleball court decided to go get some dinner.
I don't know why. Why is it, you know, that people aren't going out? I can tell you why. Some of these restaurants out here that are still going, they're running a game where they just want to squeeze every dollar they can out of you when you get in there.
I mean, there was this one place he and I went a few to BJ's or whatever it was, and they were trying to get us to sign up. Give us your email. Are you part of the club? And this, and we're just, yeah. I'm like, we're just like a little, we're just trying to check this place out. You know, yeah. I don't need to be indoctrinated over here just to have a dinner.
A little bit of harassing sometimes at some of these places. You know, you just want to feel welcome. You know, you want to be treated right.
Like,
you know, not asked a bunch of questions about, do you want a certain size beer or drink? You know, just bring me a drink. Do you want the appetizer, entree, dessert special, that ripoff? No, I just want to sit here and enjoy my meal.
Like, there's, we used to have a decent Cheesecake Factory, and that's been taken off of the list, as we,
you know,
call
what?
It.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going there next week.
We are not.
Because when we go into somewhere now, the next week, it's just closing down. So let's close that bitch down. I don't know. The restaurant business, it's in a tailspin right now. And are you going to see more and more of these places closing up, especially the franchise ones?
Right.
They're biting it left and right.
I mean, yeah. Even some of the local ones that they think they have a good concept. And there's an industrial tap house down the road that apparently might have been successful in Ashland. The one near us, not so much. It's, we watched some guy cut off a motorcycle, and he's hanging out with his friends, and they're like, you want to buy any food? Like, no, I'm not eating anything from here.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Not looking good. Maybe we'll go back there, and we can close that down. And you were talking about cycles. Oh, around here in Richmond, and we're not in Richmond, we're on the outskirts, is you'll see these restaurants open up, and they have a chef, and the food's good. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay through the nose. But you don't. If you get a good meal, you don't care, right? You're going to pay for it. But they only stay open for, like, there's a window of, like, 7 or 8 years, maybe.
Right.
And then they're gone.
Well, we've had this one place and the shopping center Steve and I go to that had a restaurant coming, and then never happened. And now we have another version of it. What is it? Turning Point is supposed to be coming, and it's going to be a great restaurant. I guess it's like supposed to be lunch and breakfast situation. That's been for months now, and that hasn't happened yet either.
Hard to make money in that biz now. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. Isabella Rossellini, 72 years old, from Rome, Italy. Isabella Rossellini, Italian actress and model. Of course, her parents are Ingrid Bergman and Roberto Rossellini. What a life this lady's lived. A model for Vogue, and it was a cosmetic brand.
Lancôme. She was the successful model for Lancôme for 14 years.
Acting, I guess her breakthrough role was David Lynch's Blue Velvet.
Right.
She starred in Death Becomes Her. Just last year, Isabella Rossellini received an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress in
Conclave.
We just had a real conclave.
See, she was nominated for an Oscar for that, a Golden Globe, and a Screen Actors Guild. And she did win a Screen Actors Guild, like I talked before, with the whole group there in Conclave, won an award then.
Didn't know this about Isabella. Was married to Martin Scorsese.
That was down the down low, wasn't it?
Had relations with David Lynch and Gary Oldman. You go, girl.
She got good taste in men, I tell you that.
Isabella Rossellini.
She had won an Independent Spirit Award for Blue Velvet and a Saturn Award for Death Becomes Her.
She's used her fame and fortune for good causes, wildlife conservation. She's always been heavily involved in the training of guide dogs for the blind. And that makes Isabella Rossellini one tough, awesome lady. Did we watch something?
We watched something, and we watched the last season of it, and I'm going to talk about it. I think we probably did talk about it before, but he's a local guy, and I'm going to give him props. I have watched all 5 seasons of The Righteous Gemstones. And as I think about it, you know, Danny McBride, who is from Virginia and grew up in Spotsylvania County and even worked just down the road at King's Dominion, kind of grew up in the culture that we did with, you know, the influences of like Jerry Falwell and Billy Graham and, you know, the 700 Club. I think that's kind of where
put the religious slant on that.
Right. The mega church, you know, TV preacher, religious slant. And that's kind of how, and he was like, you know, he was like me. He grew up in church and, you know, mother was in the choir. His aunt did puppet ministry or whatever. But then he went to go back and see the church and then saw what mega churches were and just kind of blew his mind because it was such a money grab. And, you know, and as the seasons have gone by, and if you don't watch, he's not done different parts, I would say, of Southern culture. Like, there was a whole thing about a gator park in this one. And let's see. And then there was another about preppers, people preparing for the next apocalypse or whatever. And I felt like it's a good show. It makes you laugh. It also makes you think. He's been great doing, he did a whole thing about small league baseball, eastbound and down, and then one about vice principals. And people are upset that this series is, you know, going away. But, you know, it's nothing but Billy's Bible Bonkers. And it was a good series. What do you think, Steve?
Yes, I have to say I flamed out on the last one, but very, very well done. Danny, he pushes everything over the edge. That's why I like him. He's like...
showed a lot of penis this year. A lot of dong got shown.
Shouldn't do that.
You know.
But I don't care about the dongs. I'm talking about... I mean, was it Eastbound and Down or whatever that thing was called? I love that shit because the guy's crazy. He doesn't care. He doesn't let anybody tell him what he's going to do. He just does it. And this series was pretty good. Maybe went a little long, but they all do. It was a good one. Can't wait to see what he does next.
Anyway, if you guys want to go into the back catalog and watch Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals and more Walter Goggins, more than himself, you know, water skiing with no pants on. Go into the back catalog there on Max, and you can watch all of The Righteous Gemstones and Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals.
All right. We got a shot?
We have a shot. This is called Ankles in the Air. Obviously another drink to try and get a girl loosened up. It's a half an ounce of mandarin vodka, half an ounce of coconut rum, half an ounce of peach schnapps, half an ounce of pineapple juice, half an ounce of orange juice.
You know, Lucy Dacus from around here, who was in Boy Genius also, Lucy's put out a song a couple months ago. And it's something about ankles in the air in that song. It's a really good song. All right, let's do it up. Cheers.
Cheers.
It looks like kind of OJ and grapefruit juice.
It's giving me screwdriver vibes.
You know, that's pretty good. That's a good, let's just get up on a Sunday morning and...
let's do shots.
It's pretty good. Ankles in the air. Give it a try if you know what I mean. All right, this week we were bumpered in with a band called Temples, formed in 2012 from Kettering, England. This is what I don't understand. This band, Temples, they're freaking awesome. Been around for over 13 years. I'm just hearing about them. And this is why we suck in the divided states of America. We have total dog shit on the radio all day long. Hell, we still have classic rock radio stations here in the divided states of America playing the same shit over and over again. But thank God for me and Kat, we have an independent radio station right down the road in Charlottesville called, WNRN. And I heard this song.
Still looking for the t-shirt.
She said it was going to be 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. And I heard a song by Temples on their station. And I go, who the fuck is this? And Temples, that's who. checked out their first album. It's freaking insane. Every song on it's good. Sounds like old school. I heard like the Birds and the Beatles.
Let's see.
Tame Impala's influence later on. Psychedelic influence.
T-Rex, the Birds, the Beatles, MGMT.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I admire about this band is Temples, they just keep going. They keep digging. No matter if people get on board or not, here on the back porch, we're on board. Check out Temples.
Okay. If you want to check them out yourself, they'll be Lancaster, UK at Katina, I guess, in Lancaster, June 6th.
All right. They're still kicking it. Check out Temples, wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.